Welcome to today's coffee break, everybody. Nice to see you. It's the 29th of March, 2020. Oh, happy day. Here we are. Hey, Liam.
Hi.
Come in the frame so they can say hi.
Hello.
This is my son, Liam. He's 9. He's the best.
Yeah. I remember I used to be 9 years old for a whole year one time.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's wild how that works.
Did you just fail to social distance?
Hey, Judy, not with my own little boy. Come on now.
Hey, guys.
Well, hey, nice to see everybody. Bill, I see BP9 as well. I actually have a computer screen because I'm at home. Yay, so I can see everybody. Hey, Doug. And GWG joining us once again. Nice to see you.
I noticed from the recent video that the worst is over. Now it's just figuring out where to put all the stuff.
Are you talking about COVID again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm watching the new studio. Finally moved in.
Every time somebody says something like that, of course, my mind immediately, no, okay, the studio's great, man. Let's talk about the studio, because that makes me happy.
I am literally in the middle of the video.
So oh, are you?
I've not yet. I've paused it at 13.27.
We've loaded up the truck and...
You were just showing us where you were going to get coffee to join us for coffee break yesterday.
Ah, okay. And then here we are.
Yes, sir.
Like time travel.
Yep.
Yesterday me predicted today's me.
Speaking of that new studio lot, in that video that you just posted, do I see a lake in the far distance in the new front entrance?
Yeah. A lake view, we'll say. Studio E with a lake view.
Yeah.
For those who are just joining and maybe haven't been following the discussion, Category 5 Technology TV has just moved into its new studio, Studio E. We still have 45 hours or so left to our Kickstarter campaign, cat5.tv/kick, and you'll find out more about that project. But so we're in, guys. Like we've. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert, BP9.
Yep.
We did get our coffee and we did unload the truck. So,
I expected that. Yeah, I expected that.
Mm-hmm. That was my day yesterday. So, boys, I am in agony a little bit today.
I expected you to be sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, I was going to ask when did you finally get to sleep?
About 3:30 this morning.
Oh no!
Yeah. And so I'm doing my best to motivate myself because I got to get out the door and get over to Studio D. We want to leave it in as good of a state as possible. So we're going to clear it out of any trash and give it a good sweep and mop and do everything, like clean the bathroom, get it all, moving ready for the next guy kind of thing.
I guess you have to do that today because tomorrow you're back at work again, right? So
it has to be done today. Yeah. You don't have to do it. It's not like you have to clean the place, but
yeah.
When the landlord goes in on Wednesday morning, I want him to say, hey, this was a good tenant and they took care of the place. So
sure.
So that's important. So yes, it is. It's got to happen today because tomorrow morning I'm right back at work, working time. And then the first is going to be here. I guess Wednesday's the first, right? So
Yep.
So that's it.
In our country, there is in public toilets and in public restrooms, there are often signs on the walls saying that they leave the place in the same state that you want to find it.
So do I get to put the mold back?
Yeah.
The sign should probably read "Leave it in a better condition than when you saw it."
Yeah. That's
probably the best, but the better wording to use.
Yeah.
Like they do for national parks and nature areas and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Leave only memories and footprints.
Yep. Lots of those there.
Yeah, I bet. I know.
6 years, guys. Like 6 years of history for Category 5. That's half of our lifetime.
It doesn't even seem that long.
Yeah, I know.
It's true. You're right.
I think maybe the renovations make it seem a little less because it, technically we've only been broadcasting from there for 5.5 because it did take 4 or 5 months to get in because of the renovations we had to do.
Versus a day.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, or in this case, a month from start to finish.
Yeah, oh, completely. And I'm not even, like, it's we just moved in yesterday and we already recorded our first video. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That was brilliant.
And when you moved the previous time, you had time to actually plan when to do it.
Yeah. Have you published that video yet?
Yeah, it's on our Kickstarter page.
I'll look for it.
Very good. Yeah, it went up this morning. So imagine, like, and that video, just so you know, Doug, is the entire day's event. So I basically just pulled out my phone every time anything was happening. So I recorded. So I recorded snippets throughout the day. So it's basically like a big, long, extended, well, 34-minute vlog that is just clips from throughout the entire move. So yeah, it's kind of neat to have that documented. So
I love the little ding of the bell each time you change. My phone. Every time you cut.
I sometimes cut that out, but if people started talking right away, I can't really cut it out. So
right. Yeah,
every time I push record on my phone, it's like ding, and you hear it in the recording.
Oh, I thought you added that in as a sound effect.
No.
I thought, what a nice touch. That's just nice. But I had no idea that your phone was doing that.
I'm glad you liked it. Yeah. No, it's the sound of my camera shutter turning on. Like, it's
I thought you were just adding a little bit of sound effect just for fun, you know, because you're allowed to.
I put a lot of work into yesterday, but I didn't put that much work into it.
I like the sequence about the turkeys along the road.
Yeah, especially the one with Jeff's, the one with Jeff squatting down on the other side of the road looking like one of the turkeys. I thought, yeah, perfect.
I think I commented on that.
Yes, you had to say it, didn't you? You couldn't help yourself.
Yeah, and before you zoomed in, I didn't notice that it was Jeff kneeling down. I thought it was some other random guy also trying to get pictures.
Easy mistake.
Yeah.
Well, that conversation really died.
Well, you've been slaving over the, unloading and loading the truck. I've been reading up on the pine time. Been having some fun with that. On the pine time.
Oh, awesome.
Because I did manage to order one.
Fantastic.
Yep. I don't know when it'll be here. But it was available. I misread the page. It must have been while I was trying to order the Pine Book and the Pine Book Pro, I should say, and the Pine Phone. They were out of stock for sure. But the
Pine T-shirt, so you can take the picture of yourself using the Pine Book.
I did not see a T-shirt.
No, I'm joking. You need the whole Pine set. And you should
you're right.
You should do it in a room with, wood paneling just to...
I'll get it from Ameridroid.
In a pine forest.
I'll get it from Ameridroid. That'll be fine. No problem.
Yeah, and in 10 years, we can see you in a self-driving pine mobile.
Yeah, sure. I can do that. So, Robbie, what I learned was that the way you load a program into the Pine Time is very similar to the Android to the Arduino. Have you had any experience with the? Well, there's two ways to do it. Apparently you can what's called bit bang the one of the ports, and I want to say GPIO, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or I think there's a way you can do it with I2C somehow to program it, which might be a bit faster. I'm not sure. But as I've got a Raspberry Pi, they show a hardware setup where you can use the Raspberry Pi and they show you the wiring diagram to connect it up with the Pine Time. But the idea is that you build an image, and that image is what gets transferred to the Pine Time.
Oh, okay. So it's an arm device?
Yes, sir. It is.
Okay. Yep,
absolutely. So it does not run Linux. It is an embedded processor of basically, much like, as I say, the Arduino. And with the Arduino, you only get to run one program. So yep. as I read it, it looks like you build one program / image, a hex image, right, or a binary image, and that's what you send to the Pine Time, and that's what it runs. Mm-hmm. So whatever functionality you want to integrate has to be all in that one program, I think.
That makes sense. That sounds like the early days of hacking. I had an old Casio watch that you could hack, right. And it was kind of similar. So you create the image and then flash it onto the ROM. What kind of storage does the Pine Time have?
It has 64K.
Yeah, okay, so we are going back a ways here.
The same as this, right, which I showed you yesterday. Although this has 32K of ROM, whereas the Pine Time has 64K of ROM.
That's
which
crazy.
Is the wait, that's the memory. That's the memory for programs. I believe there's
storage.
An additional there's an additional 512K for program storage.
Like data.
And data. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But the OS, the actual ROM,
the active,
I guess.
Image that drives the thing has to fit inside 64K.
64K.
Yeah.
Which I guess, it's a watch, right? So it's got to have clock face and maybe a couple of apps.
That's going to be my first one, actually, is to put a decent clock face on it. I don't want
to. I'd love to play with that.
I'm a lot. That's slow 20th century.
Well, yeah. But that's the first step I'm going to do.
That's cool.
And I think if I understand this correctly, I mean, there are ways to do this bare bones. So no, you don't use RTOS or anything like that. You actually start from C and you build it just like you do an Arduino.
Nice.
Now, Bo mentioned Rust a few times. I don't know that I'm going to do this in Rust because I'm not familiar with it. I'm way more familiar with C than I am with Rust. So I will most likely just write this thing in C and just see what I can do with it. No pun intended.
I wish I had more knowledge in C. I think, though, as a PHP developer, I have a pretty good understanding of the syntax because it's quite similar from what I've seen, but I've never really gotten into that type of programming, unfortunately. I'd love to.
I've done lots of C and Java and of course COBOL, which is what I'm doing now. But
interesting about everything that's going on right now when it comes to single board computers, maker technology, STEM education, Pine Time now, is it's like GWG said, it's like this is so the technology is so like when we were growing up. Like it's like it's been recycled, but it's better.
Yes.
It's better, but it's come full circle. So now, because we had I would say maybe a 15, 20 year gap where there was no maker tech. Everything was like, what you see is what you get. Here's the interface. We give you the interface. You don't mess with that. You know, Windows, Mac was, and iOS and everything else was like, this is presented to you as is, and that's how you use it. Mm-hmm. But now it's going full circle back to when we were growing up, where it was like we get to design it, we get to figure out how it works, and we get to flash the innards and make the OS and do everything else. So
and that started. I showed you the Model 100. That started even that far back, right? Because I also have a Kpro 2X, a CPM machine, which still runs.
Yeah.
But you had a little more flexibility in terms of what you could do with that machine. You still had the constraints of the CPM, but if you wanted to, you could completely replace the OS. You could even replace the ROM if you wanted to, but you're still within the constraints of the hardware that's given to you. Mm-hmm. Before then, you had, I guess, like the S100 or something like that, that you literally had like your compute board. You had the backbone, and you literally plugged in compute boards just like you did with the S100 way back when.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm old.
I just feel like it's exciting because, like, we just had such a time of people that grew up in the 80s, 90s didn't necessarily, well, maybe not the 80s. The 80s, we still had some pretty good maker tech, but definitely 90s into the 2000s, it feels like they didn't understand the technology itself. Mm-hmm. Like most of my customers, if you move the icons on their desktop, they don't know how to
open. Freak out. Yeah.
They don't know how to open the internet.
Yeah.
Because it's presented to them. And hello.
You can talk.
Oh, I didn't hear you, everybody. You've got your headphones on.
I guess the audio doesn't work.
Yeah, we can hear working. You.
Oh, okay.
It's working. Yeah.
No, she, Dara, when she does Zoom video, Zoom meetings with work, her phone, for some reason, doesn't allow gallery view. So people, when they speak, they the picture switches all the time. And I'm like, switch it to gallery view.
That's exactly what I said yesterday when I was at the studio because I didn't have a computer, Bill, because mm-hmm. my phone does that. So I actually, today is different because I have it up, open on my computer too.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm able to do that. So. No. Oh, yeah, but you do. Yeah, that's right. So you have to make a noise, like clap your hands.
Yeah.
So that it switches to your camera.
But the thing is other people, you have to learn a different social skill for these types of meetings. So when someone's speaking and you're face to face, you kind of, yes, I see.
Yeah.
You can't talk on these types of things because you switch the view.
Right. Yeah.
Lesson learned. I'll remember not to do that anymore, Bill.
GWG seems to have a different technique, and he keeps muting his microphone when he's not speaking, which I think is clever.
That's another thing.
Yeah, well, that's just polite.
Exactly.
And you don't want feedback or echo or anything if you're not talking. A few times I thought I was unmuted and muted and vice versa. But.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of in 93, for a full year, I was in a local radio station at my old church. And the church secretary one time had to... it became that one time. She had to do the 2 hours of radio because the one usually doing it, the producer, he had to go drive somewhere a few hours for a meeting. And everything that you can do wrong on radio, she did. Back then, we have these old tape drives. We had two of those, and everything that was supposed to be on air was off, and vice versa. So when she was playing music, the music did not go on air, but her microphone did. And when she was supposed to be on air, it was the opposite. So for full 2 hours, they heard she humming to herself and cueing and editing tracks. And yeah.
That's every DJ's nightmare right there.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody reversed the cue pot with the master pot. Yeah.
Yeah, she managed to do that. And we have to this day, no one has any idea how she managed to do that.
Yeah. One of the reasons I love having isolated audio recording now at the studio.
Yeah.
If I mess everything up on air, it doesn't matter because I've got the ISO tracks. I can fix it in post.
So that's how you were able to fix Bo's loud keyboard at the a few videos ago. Commenting.
The coffee break, I don't use ISO tracks, but on Category 5 Tech TV, I do. But coffee break, I do run through Aphonic.
You run what on it?
Aphonic. So it's do a quick search on our website, and there's a good review of it. Aphonic. But it's like a audio processor, so it enhances the audio and reduces some noises and increases others and brings out voices from the track.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's why when you watch the coffee break on demand, you'll notice that all of our microphones, even though when we're live, it's you know, some people are quieter, some people are louder. It fixes all that.
Yeah.
Very nice. Wow, you've got it down to a science, don't you?
You kind of have to.
Sorry, today so I found one of the that I was planning to show you yesterday, but I didn't find it. And then this morning I remember that, oh, I have one box tucked away in another room that I didn't look inside.
I thought it was a Game & Watch. Oh, yeah, my goodness. Yeah. Liam, come see this. Can you make a noise for me? Oh, yeah, there it is.
Making a noise. This one.
An actual Game & Watch.
Yeah.
Pre-Nintendo. So that was what created the Nintendo.
Yeah. It's from 1985. I've had this one for 21 years now.
And I understand, like, if that didn't happen, if that guy wasn't such a pushy salesman, Nintendo might not have happened.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And it still works. I put some fresh batteries for today.
You're cool, eh? That's
retro. Is that a Nintendo right product?
No, that was pre... Well, it might say Nintendo on it, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, because there were two vendors, I don't know remember the name of the other one, but it was a clone of Nintendo, and I used to have one of the clones, and I had the one. It was breaking out of prison. It was a searchlight going all around, and you had to avoid the searchlight, and you had to avoid two guard runs, and then you had to walk up to the fence, and the first one had to knock a hole in the fence and then escape. And yeah, I think I had my all time high was almost 500 points. And at passing 400 points there, searchlight was really going fast. I had that for 3 or 4 years. And then we moved, and I haven't seen it since.
If I recall correctly, I think Game & Watch was a device out of Japan that Nintendo didn't create. Nintendo already existed, but Nintendo would have folded if Game & Watch, the guy who was selling Game & Watch, came to them and said, please carry this. So they've slapped their name on it, and it became a Nintendo product and made Nintendo what they became, I guess.
Well, you're calling it a gaming watch.
Game & Watch.
Okay, so how does that thing convert to a watch?
Because it also has a watch. So
does it have a clock at least?
Yes.
There you go. And what's GWG doing down there? We can't see what you're working on because your mic isn't on. I see that?
This?
Yeah.
This is my gaming system.
Nice.
Nice.
This is a little one. I built three of these. This is the little one. There's a medium-sized one that I built because my nephews were fighting over the fact there's only one controller on this thing.
Oh.
And then there's the full-size arcade cabinet that I built for a friend after they saw the other two.
Sweet. Liam wants to show you guys his retro gaming console.
Is that the new one?
Right up to the... That's the At Games. This is the Sega Genesis. Oh. Do you want to put on like Sonic? Show them how cool it is. Yeah, it's got like what about 2,000 Sega games on it?
I was hoping to get one of those new Odroids, but I gather it's back ordered.
Hold it up to the camera. Oh, he's got Sonic running for you guys. Copyright infringement right here.
Oh boy.
You guys see that?
Yeah. Nice.
Got his own.
Nice.
It's really hard to see on camera, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a glare or something.
It's actually, these things are awesome. That's cool. Nice, buddy. Those things are awesome. It takes an SD card, so you can pop a ROM on it, and it will boot the ROM. Well, guys,
And in the case people didn't see that, this one is the tropical fish is the game on this one.
Nice. So. Guys, I'm going to head over to Studio C and get started on cleanup. So thanks for joining me for the coffee break today. And I look forward to seeing you guys again tomorrow.
D. Yeah, I thought that too.
It is. That's
sorry, okay. Studio D. Yes.
He's tired. It's okay.
Oh, am I ever. Thank you. No, I'm heading to Studio D.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my wife wouldn't mind if I did a little tidy on Studio C as well.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
This is actually Studio C.
Leaving Studio C to clean out Studio D yes. in order to move into Studio E.
Exactly.
After you get some rest.
Yeah, eventually. Straight back to work tomorrow. So,
I'm busy cleaning whatever studio number I'm calling this. I've been cleaning it ever since I've been stuck here. I have a lot of junk to go through. This thing, and let's see what else. Stack of old tablets.
Oh, yeah.
Stack of old laptops.
Yeah, I got to do the same at Studio E because we just don't have the storage to be able to hold stuff. So I'm going to have to flip stuff. When I review it, I got to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. When I review it, I got to get rid of it. So it's going to have to be like that. So it's going to be awesome. Take care, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you later. Take care.
Take care.